Okay, we are Simurei Samaches, Sif Dalid. We're in the middle of being Megayer people, and in Sif Beis and Gimel we learned the basics of the Geiris. Sif Dalid is somewhat of a continuation of Sif Gimel, where we learned that you can't do Geiris at night. Sif Dalid reads, Hayol v'tfilas ger tzarech bezdin shel gimel eimat tfilin aysay b'shabbos v'loy b'yamtif. Can't be megayer geirim shabbos and yamtif v'loy b'layla, which was mentioned earlier. Vim taval harei ze ger. But b'dievet it's good. So first of all, b'dievet it's good. That's an important point.
Why
do you call it tikkun mana? Oh, good. So there's a Gemara in Yavamis. The Gemara says there's no geiris by on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a Machlekes Rashi, the Machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam, Pshat in the Gemara, and there is even some Halacha L'maisa Nafkamina between them. Tosfos learns that you can't be Tovel Geirim on Shabbos because it's Merzi Kemisakin. Merzi Kemisakin. I want to explain whenever it says Tikkun Mona on Shabbos, that's an expression that means Makkah B'Patish. The Rambam writes that as a klal, that whenever we say Misakim Mana, it means Makkah B'Patish. The Gemara in the second parak of Beya talks about Tovelin Kalim on Shabbos. You could Tovel Kalim because of Tumah, which was still practiced in the time of the Gemara. Or you could Tovel Kalim because it's a new Kali that you purchased in the store, which is still laid this man hazeh. The Gemara gives a number of reasons why we don't tovel kalim, why we're not tovel kalim on Shabbos. Actually, four different reasons in the Gemara. One of the reasons, which is brought lahalacha, like litidan, is that it's merzi kemisakin. When you tovel a keli, it looks like you're fixing it. Now, why does it only look like you're fixing it? Aren't you really fixing it? So the Meches Chinuch writes a rule that misakin mana is only a tikkun that's a physical tikkun. It has to be that in the physical world it repairs something. If it repairs it based on halacha, that's not the definition of misakein, at least the Gavi Tikamana and Hilchas Shabbos. There's a number of rayas. What? So Truma also says merzi kemisakein. It also says merzi. He brings Truma. He brings by picking the berries off hadas. Now there it does say misakein, but there it's physical because it's hitat hidur, it says. It says because it didn't hidur, so you're picking off the berries, it's halacha, but it's also physical because of that. And he brings tefilas kalim. The tefilas kalim is not a real misakein, it's merzik misakein. So it's a big nafkamina. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody has a keli that he wants the tovel on Shabbos, but he can't, so he can do, if it's a type of keli that can hold water, he can lower it into his well and draw water and pull up water. Now, if this would be misakin, you're fixing it, so there wouldn't be no heter. But since it's only because of merzik misakin, it's a marasayan type of avera, so that does not apply. That only applies where it's misakin mamish, not where it's merzi kemisakin, but not where you're doing it in a normal manner. So that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Simur Shin Chav Gimel, that heter. Psul? No, so there, the way the Mechassina says it's deraisa, because it's a physical thing that makes nafkamina la locha, but it's a physical thing, it has to do with hidur, right? I think that's what the Minchas Nidah says. It's in the Maisach HaShabbos, he has the Lamites Melochis by Misakimon. Alright, so we have here now two discussions. We have a discussion in Shinchav Gimel of Tevlin Kalim, where it's Melzik and Misakin, you're allowed to do it in such an oifen. Now how does it need to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? How does it need to go to the mikvah? Why isn't it the same Melzik and Misakin? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's nira kameikar. It says actually, Taisa says in Beya that it's nira kameikar. She's taking a dip. She's taking a rinse off. So Mamela it's mutter. Okay, now.
Why
What?
More for men than women, though. Women's really something, but for men it's just...
The same thing, same thing. Okay. What? You just rinse it so if it's dirty, maybe. A new keli, it's not normal to rinse. Not necessarily. It depends if it's stuck to it. But anyway, all right, let's put aside Hilchos Shabbos, Lagabi that for a minute and come back here. Tosfos says, Tefilas Geirim is Asur Shabbos. Yeah, but it's Tosfos in the Rambam. Tosfos says, it's Asur because of Mechzika Misakin. So what's the Kasha? Nirukameker. So Tosfos Nirukameker. So Tosfos says, since the Bezdin is standing there, watching him table, you know, and they're telling him you a couple of mitzvahs, maybe. He says, since there's a bezin there, that's not near a kamekar. We go take a cool off. You don't call a bezin to watch you cool off. So Taisa says that, that's what Taisa says. Mekar means to have geschmack. It doesn't have to be. It could be a cold day also, but it means to take a to rinse off, to have a hot mikvah. You know, the old Eden, the way they go in the hot mikvahs, it's something.
So going from a guy to a Jew is like being cold for tumah. That's a real tikkun, actually.
But it's only halachic. There's no physical tikkun. It's a halachic tikkun. So. All right, so that's what Tyson says. Now, the Rambam disagrees. This mechaber is Lashon HaRambam. And look at the language. He doesn't hold like Tosfos that are from Nirzik Nirik Mesai. Hayol the Tfilas Geret Sarach Bez Nishal Gimel. If it's in Shabbos Beloy Biyantiv. Since you need a Bezdin, it sounds like he's saying that it's a Maisa Bezdin. Ain't done in Bishabbos Viyantiv. Now, if he meant Nirik Mekar, there's a Bezdin, it's not Nirik Mekar, he should have explained it. The Lashon Hayol the Tfilas Geret Sarach Bezdin, Ema Tfilin, I say. Now the Gra tells you, I in Tosfos. The Gra tells you to look at Tosfos' reason. But the reason that's mentioned here seems to be because of a different cheshbon, because of a ma'aseh bezdin. So the Taz Yud Aleph says, why didn't Tosfos say because of Mezik and Misakin? So Taz Yud Aleph says, B'gemara of time, Hashem et feeling gar b'shabbos davik and Misakin gavra. Truth is, the Gemara says like Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's near Kameka. Mekomak and Hutzach Ramam on Tamzad, them liking Lehavak and Misakin, the near Kameka. Glimsimlu, Lingin, Tfila Tumma Bishabis, Vinkos of Tosfos Kachoilitz, Tema Beseh Shakosim Gay. So he's saying is the Rambam has a separate reason. The Rambam is not enough the reason of near Kameka, even though it's a Gemara, because the Rambam held there's a problem of near Kameka. So comes out, what's the Yisayt HaMachlaikis? Everyone holds you now table on Shabbos. Now table Gerim on Shabbos, either because of Maisa Bezdin, or because of Mezik and Misakin. What's the Machlaikis? It sounds like the fact that Bezdin's standing there, Tosfos says that makes it Ois Nira Kameikar. And the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam holds, if the Etzem Tefillah is Nira Kameikar, and you just happen to have a Bezdin there, that shouldn't change anything. That's this Machlaikis.
Doesn't someone have to watch a woman be
toivel also? You have to watch and make sure that it goes under. It's not the same as a bezel standing there, I guess.
If I said it's not that the
Terechim
wanted to give that you have a
bezel
there, it's not near to make
her.
He said, despite that, still
not right. So what we're saying is that the Rambam and the Mechaber disagree. They don't hold that because a bezel's there, it's ice. Right. So that seems to be the side of Machlokes, the Rambam. And Tosfos. That's what we learn here.
A Geirus,
without a Bezdin?
Yeah.
The Shah is a Bezdin's Ma'akiv. So that's it. There's a Machlok. So we're showing we pass in that Bezdin is Ma'akiv on the Gemar. We actually had a Sif Gimel, the Shah of Bezdin is Ma'akiv, and we said the Gemar, Bezdin has to be there, but. Before the Gemara, not so. So they need for the Kabbalah mitzvahs.
Right.
Even though he himself knows, it's only for Marisai Fox.
But Bezdin is standing there, so
it's interesting. I mean, it should be Mezi to the Bezdin. It's funny because Bezdin Tamid Chum, they know the halacha. There's not a real Misakin. I don't know. The question is, maybe the Vard and Tosfos, since the Bezdin is standing there, to them it's Mezik and Misakin. That'll be different than what I'm about to say. It might be harder on this. What? I think everyone holds b'diavad it's good. Everyone agrees that b'diavad it's good. The reason they're arguing only in the reason why is it out Snirik Misakin or is it out Maisa Bezman on Donim B'Shabbos? Machlek is in the reason. In Lomdis, there's a nafkamina if the Bezman standing there makes it ice Merzi, it makes it ice Nirik Maker. No, no, you mean maybe Bezman should agree to both reasons. That's right. So Belilah have to agree it's out Bez, it's out saying Dod and Belilah. So maybe Tais will agree with the Rambam's reason too. Maybe. I'm not sure. I would think he holds that to machlokes the two sugyas, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now, his first act is he's being Iver already.
When?
When he throws it on Shabbat.
Right.
He's saying Iver and he's saying the Geras is good.
Right.
That should be
that's a good kasha. That he's supposed to be makabel kol haTorah, and he's not being makabel that you're not allowed to be done on Shabbat. So I mentioned last week the Gris Moshe.
When he went down, he's still a goy.
Oh, okay, we have to talk about that.
One second.
You may be right. One step at a time. But this is a very good horror. Not so fashion. He becomes the boy in the water when he's out. Everything you say. What?
Go
to stay under, yes.
You gotta go under.
You have to cross the questions. Everything you're saying is important. One second, a step at a time. This is machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos. Now here's a geshmaka Mishnah Berurah. Bir Aloch has a lot of lamdis. It's in Simen Shinchav Gimel, where it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Imuklish, the Ramah. In Sifu Zayin, and Mukli Sharoi Lamalis by Mayim, Yamali Mayim in a mikvah of also like Tvila. Okay, you have a keli that you could tevil by lowering it into the well, pulling up water, and Shalom on Yisrael. Everything's good. What about a bracha on the Tvila? What about a bracha? Magen Avraham says you can't make a bracha. If you're going to make a bracha, then vaita, it's not merzi, then it's besakin. Okay. He said, if you're going to make a bracha, then you're messing up the whole merzi kemeikar, the whole merzi filling up the water. So the Magen Avraham says, Mishabura says, you can't make a bracha. Eine mevarach, does eine muchach, shoysa l'shem tvil. Much fair on that. What about anida? We said Anida is mutar because Nira Kameikar, but Nida makes a bracha. So Bir Aloch is the kasha. Maybe she shouldn't, but Lo Shemano in Shulchan Aruch in the Hilchos Nida, it says she tell you to table on Shabbos. Let's say to make a bracha. About Anida. About Shulchan Aruch says, no, Nida. Nida, any tumor. The Mishnah Berurah is Lashon Biyah. Kashali im kain b'isha nida. The Kaimelam b'yar dey kuf tzadik zayin. Muteres lus b'shabis mishum dinira kemekar. Ein echad min apayskim sheyayver dafka b'li bracha. So he brings a chap from the Yeshua's Yaakov. When does a nida make a bracha? After she tivels. L'didan, like the Ramah. I think this Friday I'm also knowing that way. The Bezei says he can make before. But we make a bracha after. So listen to Yeshua Yaakov. He says to make a bracha beforehand. Can't make a bracha beforehand because then when you're lowering in the keli, everyone could see that it's not lamalis mayim. But by nida, she tevels first. It's near a kemekar. After she finished teveling, she makes a bracha. It can't be an avera making a bracha. So she makes the bracha afterwards. So when she teveled, she was allowed to tevel, and afterwards she can make a bracha. You like the Sarah?
How does she make a bracha afterwards?
Nida always makes a bracha after because just like Tfilas Ger, you make after, so by Tumah she makes Betara. So we have a minute to go again because if Beis Yosef holds, you should make a bracha beforehand. So we have a minute to do both. Kuf Tzadik Zayin. As I state in Hilchis, in Tfilin Nan Kuf Tzadik Zayin. That's what it says.
The bracha is right away, make it right away.
Yeah, sure. Makes it right away in the water.
And then
no, but it's after the Tfilah. Tfilah was already mutter. So Yeshua Siaka says, by Tfilas Kalim, do the same thing. Lower it in, then pull it out, and then make a bracha. Make a bracha afterwards. That's what he says. The Mishnah Berurah is a little unhappy with it. He doesn't have kashas on it, but he's a little unhappy. But he says, Muli de Mistafina, he says, if I was not afraid, I would argue with the Magen Avraham, and I would say that Etzem HaTfila is not Nikr. Make a bracha. It's a Zaytik thing. The bracha. The Etzem Tfila is Mutter. You make a bracha. So you make a bracha. It's Zaytik. It's a Zay thing. What? No, it says if it falls in, it's Mutter. You don't need Kavana. If it falls into Mikveh, it's Mutter. Tfilas Nida. Yeah, you need. I don't know if you need Tfilas Kavana. No, you don't. You don't need Tfilas Kavana in the Tfilas. What? Swimming, yes. You don't need Kavana, but you need Kavana for Shiva the King. What? The problem is, if you make the bracha, it's. You make it low. You whisper it. Right, the question is, Magav Rav says, don't make a bracha. The question is, what are you going to do with him? So the Bir Alocha writes, after that, he learns Simurei Samaches. See, he should have come here. He would have learned it earlier, right? Then he learns Simurei Samaches. He sees that's the Machlaikis, Taisis in the Rambam. What the Magen Mishavur says, Luli, the Mistafina, I would argue with the Magen Avraham. And I would say, a bracha is a David study. It's nira, it's not nira kimisakim because you're lowering it to get water. Bracha is David study. Maybe because you whisper it, maybe other reasons. Says after that he sees that's and the Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisis here. What are they arguing here? If the Bez is standing there and you're Tevel, Taisis says that takes away the Nira Kameka. And the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, the Taz says, have to have a different reason. So the Bir Halacha says that Ar Machlaikis by Tfilas Kalim Lamalo Ismayim, if you can make a bracha on that, is Tali in the Machlaikis, Taisis in the Rambam here. Does the Bezin standing there change the Nira Kameikar? Or do we say it's a David study? He says that that's totally Zebizet.
So how what's the study?
What? What's the study? I mean, what does it mean a David study? And what's this man as there? This Nira Kameikar when a lady goes to a mikvah? Once upon a time, they used to go to bathhouses. That's a separate issue if hot water is mutter on Shabbos. Well, yeah, mecha doesn't mean necessarily to cool off. You're right, but mecha doesn't necessarily cool off. It means for geschmack, for pleasure. For pleasure. Question is...
There are always three guys standing there waiting to get in.
There are always three guys waiting? And they're always asking
if he's
a
couple mitzvahs? Actually,
yeah. They're also asking a couple mitzvahs.
No, they're talking about
maybe, right. What? So the carbon asanel, it's an old halacha by the Mushais that the carbon asanel says Chazal asked rechitza, they didn't ask it tefila. Tefila and rechitza are two different things. What? No, you need Nira Kameka Ksemezi Kamasakin. They're two separate issues. The Xeri Darabon against Rechitza, and then there's Mesenezi Kamasakin. So it's funny. I mean, why is it Nira Kameka? Chazala, the Darabon, you're not allowed to go to the water for Nira Kameka. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. Yeah, but why is Nira Kameka if this is Darabon to go in the maker? Yeah, so what's the answer, though? Tfilah is Maranitzi. He's cleaning off. Okay, good. At any rate, this is the Machlokes here in Siv Dalet. Lamaisa, what some of you are saying, there are Sameach Tainas on this whole thing. Sameach Nechles Yamtif. He Tainas, what some of you are Taining, that when he goes into the mikveh, he's a guy. So he says that's why the Rambam doesn't like the reason of Mezik HaMasakin. He's a guy. He's not a Tzovim Mezik HaMasakin. He's not a Yitil. He comes out. So as soon as he jumps in, he's a guy. And since he's a guy, there's no issa on him to Tevel. That's what he says in Kavanas
to
Rambam.
He has to be
Chal
Shabbos.
He's Yitzchil Shabbos with that.
Then he comes up.
What? Yeah, so that explains the Rambam. That's why the Rambam ain't done in is a good reason, even though he's a guy. That's why the Rambam didn't like the Mesakin and the Mezik. The Mesakin is the guy's problem. So the Rambam didn't like that reason. He's still a guy, you can tell you. So the Rambam came up with the reason of ain't done in B'Shabbos.
So he's,
now,
he's
yes, I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not sure. The... There's a Chakira Klali about Geirus. Is Geirus a Maisa Bezdin? That it's a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin gives Malkis, Bezdin gives Knossos, Bezdin gives Pesach Halacha. Is titling a Ger a Maisa Bezdin? Or is it a Maisa of the Ger, just a Halacha, that the Bezdin has to observe it, has to maybe has to make sure that it's good? There's a general clair. If how to refer to the need of a bezdin b'shas geirus. After all, we had that you only need them for the gemar. If it's a ma'aseh bezdin, you need mitchila v'atzayif. Bris mila l'chatchila, we do it a bezdin. But we said earlier last week that it's good without it.
Krovim, we said krovim also can't be ma'aseh. Krovim, you can't have a real
bezdin. Krovim, it should be a raya that it's not a ma'aseh bezdin. Because we said in the previous sif, I crave him, the Ramah said, the sif gimel. You right? What? No.
Okay.
What's Bezdin doing? I guess that's the question. What's Bezdin doing? They're just watching. By everything else, there's a psak. Here's no psak. Every other case of Bezdin is a psak. No, not so pashit. We had a machlokes and siv gimel. If it works without a bezdin, l'rifa Rambam, if it was the eved ma'akiv. But we said what? Okay, yeah, we'll get to cotton next. Well, why you need a bezdin for cotton? Cotton, you need a bezdin for sure. But there could be most places can say it's just to verify that it's a schus. They're the reason. So that's unique to a cut. Anyway, it could be the Madam Zmanim has a piece on this. He's titled why Tysus didn't like the Rambam's reason. We're talking about Rambam didn't like Tysus' reason. He says Tysus didn't like the Rambam's reason. Ain't done in, because the Rambam holds ain't done in, it's a Maisa Bezdin. And Tysus holds it's not a Maisa Bezdin. The Bezdin has to observe it and verify it. But it's not just like Gittin. Again, it's not really a Maisa Bezdin. Wouldn't know you have to have a Bezdin by every Geirus. You don't really need a Bezdin. A Geirus is kosher with two Eidim. But Dov Shemerev needs two Eidim, doesn't need a Bezdin. Gittin, what I say? A Geirus, I meant Gittin, I'm sorry. By Gittin, we have a minute to have a Bezdin. It's not a Maisa Bezdin at all. It's at any rate, so this is the Machloikis and Lomdis between the Rambam and Taisus. The case is Tvila Geirus B'Shabbos. And Lamaisa, if you hear of a bezin that does a geirus on Shabbos, you have to be suspicious what kind of bezin it is in the first place. But that bezin shows
they didn't come to the shir on Sunday morning.
Yeah, okay. Because he's doing geirus.
Is
what?
Is the bezin a form of an acknowledgement that now he's a member of Klal Yisrael?
So that's the question. Yeah. That's the question. Is bezin just ratification of it for whatever reason, or is bezin? Is it a Maisa Bezdin? In fact, the way the Dogon Ravov explains the Gimel, they only need it for the Gemar Hadavar. It sounds like it's just verifying the Gemar. It's not so much for the whole Maisa Bezdin. You remember there was the Japanese fellow in the Lud massacre, and they shot up the airport in, what was it, in 71, 72. So one of these Japanese terrorists was Maguire himself. He gave himself a bris mila with a plastic knife in jail. A few years later, when he was sitting in jail, there was a whole tumult about it. Wanted to be Maguire. I mean, I don't think any bezin accepted him, but so it was a whole tumult. Okay, it's a geirus. He does it himself. And
why do you have to say that the Rambam holds
Avram Avinu?
Yeah, Nira Kameka, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that. The Rambam says nothing to do with Nira Kameka. It only has to do with ain't done in. Ain't done in. That's only Tysus. Like the Rambam, The Rambam, who was bothered by that, he doesn't like the whole miracle maker, so he holds ain't done in B'Shabbos and Yom Tov. Laila is a separate machlaikas. The Tais and the Rambam are not arguing about Laila. They're arguing about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Is that that's not a Bezin Dikadin? That's just to know. Kabbalah means the Gemara has to be in front of Bezin. So the question is the Gemara in Bezin, it means the Geirus is a Maisa Bezin? It sounds like that's just to verify that he's in the nation.
On the Maisa, but the Kabbalah,
I mean, it sounds like there is some aspect of Bezin.
You said Rav Yehuda last week, right? The fellow between Mitzvah that that's Vila,
I mean, that's what the Togum Ravava seemed to say, right? Togum Ravava on this page, he said, L'chein, by a ger gadol, deker is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's why Milan Tvila, any other Gemara Davis, Hagi Belay Shlosha, Philip Belayla, Avog ger Katan Shlosha, Kabbalah's mitzvah, Tvila Iker, certainly you need a bezin. The way Togum Ravava seemed to learn, the Gemara, or the Iker, some call it the Gemara, the Iker certainly needs a bezin. No Shaila. So the question is, what's the Iker? So that was his. Okay, Sif Hei. Brachas. How many brachas do we do by a regular bris? Two before and one after. Right, by a regular bris, the Mayel says, Alamila. The Avi HaBen says, Lachnise Bebrisa. Even if the Avi HaBen is the Mayel, he still makes two brachas. And then after the meal is over, we make Ashikidishi Dimi Baten.
And
the Shafi'a, they make, okay, but Ashikidishi Dimi Baten. And we only do the third bracha ala kais. The first two brachas we don't do ala kais, the brachas mitzvahs. And the third bracha we do ala kais. Now, by a ger, we're going to learn now there are two brachas. And the question is the second bracha in place of lachnisa shavram avinu? Or is it in place of asher kiddush min yedid mibet? Now, let's read what it says. Hamol es hagerim. Mivarech baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam shekshav zayis v'tzivanu lamul es hagerim. So I guess the mayel makes this bracha, I suppose. Va'acha kach mivarech baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam v'tzivanu lamul es hagerim ulahatif mehem dam bris shel malei. This is all part of the lashon. Shel malei dam bris lein niskaimu shemayim varet shenemar imloy brisi amav alayluf kishmayim varet loy samti. And this bracha has a tzura of a brachas hamitzvah. Has a tzura of a brachas hashvach. Shenemar. I don't remember shenemar in any other bracha. Why don't we say alamila as opposed to lamal efegerim? I'm not sure. It's more specific. That's for sure. Himal Yimal. You have to mitzvah and mila to mal yourself.
No, he's not a Jew.
He's not a Jew, so he's not mitzvah. You may be right. He cannot, yeah.
So that's why
the Japanese fellow. Okay.
Is when you can mila yourself.
Ala mila is when you can do it theoretically yourself.
And
ala mila is when someone else can do it. Lomul is when you're mitzvah.
You could, or someone else could do it.
Alamila is anybody could do it. Maybe, okay. So what do we make? Lomul es hagerim. I don't know if a guy can mal himself.
If a guy can mal himself,
so that was the problem in the jail. Right. It could have been. Let's focus on this. We'll have to talk about it. Let's focus on the second bracha. The second is the question is the nature. Now, if you look in the Taz Yud Beis says, "V'chaisim baruch Hashem kairis habris." Okay, nagi aprisha sticks sitting because it's a Gemara. So has a chasima. Chasima sounds like it's like Ashkenazi should did me beten. It sounds like because Ashkenazi should beten has a chasima. This doesn't. So it's a little unclear what the nature of the second bracha is. And the achrayim. They tumble a little over this shaila, what the nature of it is. L'chayr is an afkamina if you need a kais for the second bracha. If you need a kais, you don't need a kais. Now here it doesn't say you need a kais. However, the Shas says Ein Leil Reis Samazayin Sifyud Beis. The bottom Shach Tezvav. The Shas says to look back at Reis Samazayin Sifyud Beis. There it's by Milas Avodim, exactly the same sif. Hamolas Avodim Hashem Sizanu Lomolas Avodim. And then it says Akach Mavare Hashem Sizanu Lomolas Avodim Alat Mem Dam Bris V'Chulu Baruch Hashem Kairis Habris. And there the Shach said that you need a kais. Where's the Shach of Gimel? Chav Gimel, he says, he brings the whole nosach, like from us, and then he says that you need a chsima. He calls the prisha again. What does he say? Need a second. It's not Chav Gimel. It must be Chav Beis. Chav Beis brachazu to a kais. Galo gabe mila. I guess he understands that it's in place. Then he says, because of Oid, Kimin Shu B'Mokim Lachnis V'Shalom Ravinu, Rabbi Shalev and Yavarech Haisai. So it's a little bit of a difficulty. It sounds, first he says, Tuna Kais, just like Ashkish and Yibete. Then he says, because of Oid, it's in place like V'Shalom Ravinu, so that Odin makes it. Avar Prisha Kasav, because of Dostam HaMavarech, Sam HaMavarech Ala Kais, Yemishiyah. He disagrees that it's in place of Nisr Shalav Al Medinu. So it sounds like they're arguing in the nature of the second bracha, why there's a second bracha. Now many of you know that by a regular bris, there's a question why we make two brachas. Something Darshanim speaking at bris and talk about, but since no one's ever listening when they speak at a bris, everyone's on the way out. But it's something left for Darshan, except in Eretz Yisrael. They sit and they listen. But there's a question why we make, anybody know why we make a second bracha? Why do we make a second bracha? So there are those who say it's Priya. If it's Alts Priya, then it should be the same thing by Milas Geir and Milas Avadim. If it's Alts Priya. If it's Alts the father's Chiyad, there's such a thing, then it shouldn't apply. It should be a little taller. Here is a question. When you mal the guy, does he become a Jew? Not really. Why are you making a bracha? What happens if he backs out? It's a bracha levatola. You're making a bracha. You're being mal. Let's say you have an adopted child. So you have an adopted child, and they're doing a bris milah l'shem geiris. And when he's 12, he'll decide, or 13, it's usually a girl by a bris, a boy by a bris. So by 13, not 12. When he turns 13, either he'll decide yes or no. So why can't you make a bracha? Might be a bracha levatola.
What?
He can say no. It is effective. He has the opportunity, the option of saying no.
See, Moshe is saying a very lamdisha thing. Right. In the Maznaim L'Mishpat Nachashon Mishpat, he says, it's not Bracha L'Vatala. To be a Yid, he needs Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah Smitzvahs. This Mila definitely works for step one. Even if he says no later. Let's say he says no when he's 13, and when he's 40, he decides he wants. He has the milah. The milah is a good milah no matter what he does. So in Maznai Mishnah, he says this nakuda, that it works for what it works. You need more than one condition in order to become a yid. When mitzvah lo milas agerim, to make a ger, we need milah, tefillah, kavanas mitzvah. So we're doing our first step. Others write. But it's not a Safi Brachs according to this. It's a Vadai. Vadai works. That's what he says. The truth is that the Shaila is the Maram Shik and Ramay Shatav Tavarov. They write the reason you make a Bracha is because there's an assumption. If he's willing to go through the Mila, he may be afraid of. The Tvila is not so bad compared to the Mila. So there's an assumption that he'll go through with the rest of it. There's an assumption. Ramay Shatav is also a 13 year old. You assume that he's going to go through with it. They write such a lashon. But that's up to you. That's up to you. But for the bris, I'm making the bracha on his cheshbon. You know, the Ritva says if you change your mind, it's not bracha about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he might change his mind. What? Yeah, okay. So Simon Chanda, right? What happened with giving a name? It doesn't say anything about giving a name. What's Kaimis Yelazel Ovalima, Bukarish, maybe Israel? Huh? Why isn't it here? What's the Yikari Shemai B'Yisrael business? Kids say, Kaim say, Lezel of Limai. His father and mother are Goyim.
When he gets his first Aliyah, God will give him a name.
But no, the Baznayim Lemishli says he's not talking about a cotton. He's talking about a regular gear. Maybe bad cotton will be different. I don't think so. You know what? It's going to depend on Tutzdadim in Milas Cotton, which is of Zion, which I hope to get to. You're right. But anyway, the point. So I want to get to what about Kriyas Hashem? What's a Kriyas Hashem? So it's interesting. I only know one tshuva on the topic, and that's the Ramayshin, the first Yeridaya, Kosamach Aleph. He says, of course there's no Kriyas Hashem here, because you have to wait till he tables. He's a guy. He's a guy. So you don't give him a name by bris milah. Little table, you give him a name.
The presumption doesn't work for that.
What?
The presumption doesn't
the presumption,
work.
Well, it's for a bracha, you can do it later. A name, you can do it later. So I don't know, I think the minhag ha'olam is not that way. Certainly by adopted children, they give a name right away. Mestam, there's no aveira anyway. If you hold, like we mentioned, is there a Suda? Good question. Is there a Suda? I don't know. When they do it, adopt a child, they make a Suda. They always make. But that's not a Raya, because they want to make it as normal as possible. I just, Ramosha writes it, I want you to know that if whatever I've seen, the little bit, by Ketanim at least, they give a name, B'Shas Maisa. And whether it really matters or doesn't matter, I don't know. And the whole idea of taking a Jewish name, I'm not sure where it comes from. Uncleus was Megayer, he didn't take a Jewish name. Linus and Papayas, Daruge Lud were Megayer, they didn't take Jewish names. So I don't know, everybody, there's a halacha that when you're Megayer, you have to take a Jewish name. I'm not sure. There's no harm in doing it. There's no harm. There's no harm in doing it. You give a name whenever you want. There's no. His name is Chris, yeah, okay. Okay, I want to mention something about that. Because you're familiar with the idea that it might be at a lower age. Yeah, okay. Well, I want to talk about Siv Zion. It's just brought up here. There's no downside in giving a name. The question is what the. What's the most appropriate way of doing it? There's no downside. You can give a name whenever you like. What? Why it's not appropriate? He's still a guy. You're going to call him Avraham? If the Mila, before Tvila, the Ger is still a guy. Still a guy? I don't know what he's going to say. He did a Mila. Right. So what's your question? Mila's still good. The two brachas? Identical to what? Right. We start Lama Letager, you mean? But we add, the bracha keeps on going. Sounds like the first one, the second bracha starts Lomelos again. That's not the whole bracha. Lomelos again, and that's all part of the Nusa. You say second, and you have to say the first. Good question. I don't know. Just say one bracha, not two. I don't know. If Achakach means after the bris, then it's easier. So like Ashkenazi did me better. One is a bracha on the mitzvah, one's a bracha sashvach. Hashem says if Tzivaru doesn't sound like a bracha sashvach, sounds like a mitzvah. I've never observed saying a Shechiyano. I don't know.
Irish is really good.
Okay, by Geris in general, there's a Shah, but not by Bris of a Ger. Like Shemano, they should do such a thing. We're all familiar with the idea of a Ger being Ben Avraham Avinu. Ben Avraham Avinu. It's surprising to many that there's no clear makar that we give a name. Ben Avraham Avinu to someone who's Megayer. Ben Avraham Avinu. Ben Avraham is not really good. We call him when you get Ali, you call him Ben Avraham. You do a ksuba or a thing, you have to write Ben Avraham Avinu. He's not Ben Avraham. Ben Avraham Avinu. It's interesting, the only Makar, at least in the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, it says in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel, it's talking about giving people Aliyahs. So it talks about in a Sufi, you don't know who his father is, so why are you going to call him up? How are you going to call up an Asufi? You call him Ben, his mother, it's embarrassing. You know, you call, give someone an Aliyah, Ben, you say his mother's name. It's an embarrassing thing, what? Oh, who?
The
Gemara. Gemara, yeah, yeah. The Gemara does. But what it says here... Yeah, that's true, yeah, but nobody knows Sri is a woman. Only people who came to my shir, nobody else knows. Vasufi Vishtuki Srama Karin Oisei Bishem Avi Imai. You call him Ben, his grandfather, Bnei Bonim. Imeni Yadua, if you don't know the mother's father's name, and Asufi, you don't know the mother's father's name. Karin Oisei Bishem Avram Kamay Lager. Then you call him up, Bishem Avram, like a ger. Didn't say anywhere here that I know that it said that a ger you call up Ben Avram. The Ramah says you call him Ben Avram, just like you call every ger. Mishum says, Hashem, Avam and Goy Nesaticha. So it's mentioned here, Derech Agav. Maybe we'll have it somewhere else. I don't think it's anywhere else. And Hilchos Gittin, it says the same thing. Derech Agav, you're right. It says you're right, Ben Avram Avinu. You're right, the Nusuch of Ben Avram.
Wait, where do we see the Mitzvah Mors again? Where is the Mitzvah Mulgar?
The halachi is, as soon as he is sincere, Malin Aysimiyad. Malin Aysimiyad. It's one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs. Say that, Gair. This is one of the Tayyag Mitzvahs.
Did you say that Avram is a Gair?
No, but the question is, why is it a Mitzvah? It's for your Shus. It's the halacha is that as soon as he sees sincere, Malin Aysimiyad. I think the Seder Ageris, I think, is one of the Tariag. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's one of the Tariag. I'm not sure. Give you a homework for next week. Now, the Shtikl Makar.
Do you know who the mother is?
What?
A Sufi,
you know who the mother is? Yeah. A Sufi. You don't know who the mother is. That's what it's saying. Yeah, so it says. A Shtuki is someone who you know the mother, and a Sufi you don't. That's the Lashon. The Lashon is, if you don't know who the. Right, okay. The Lashon is the Lav Davka Lashon. But it covers everything. Says if you do it, you do it. If you don't know, you don't know. You're right, Sufi, you don't know. The Makar, Shtikl Makar for it, is a Taisis in Agadat Taisis, a Chagiga Daftes, on Ben Hei Hei. Ben Hei Hei Oimer. So why was he called Ben Hei Hei? That's a funny name. So he says that Ben Bei Hei, Taisus says he was a ger, and they called him the two Heis. Avram became Avraham, Sarai became Sarah. So they called him Ben Hei Hei. Taisus Yontif adds that it was a time of oppression, and they didn't want to call him be mefarsim that he was Megayer. It would have been a sakana. So they gave him a name, Ben Hei Hei. That's what Taisa says. The Velt says, Mustam is a Makar, that Ben Bagbag was the same thing. Beis Gimel is five. Ben Hei Hei already had the other name. So he called himself Ben Bagbag, which is also Beis Gimel. But that's the thing. Okay, I think the minig is that when someone is Megaya with a father, a child is Megaya with his parents, I think the minig is they give him a name, Ben, with his father's name, with his father's new name. And he asked the minig, why, what, I don't know. But the minig is, when a family is Megayer, that they give the child, they don't call him Ben Avraham Avinu, they call him Ben, is the adopted father, the natural father became a ger, and he's Megayer with him, but they call the child Ben, whatever name the father took. I think so. No, the father takes a Jewish, assuming he takes, look, our minig is they take Jewish names. That's what the source is, I don't know, because my uncle didn't, but... I once heard somebody once asked Rabbi Miller why there are so many Goyish names in Shas. Or Papa. Papa is not a Jewish name. There's so many Goyish names. So he said because there were a lot of Gerim. And the minig was Gerim kept their names. Kept the Goyish name. So Mimele you have all these Goyish names. Any name that ends with an Aleph instead of a Hey, a Kametz ending. The rule is when you transliterate names, so a Jewish name you end with a hey, right? Yaina, Tzipira, any of these names you end with a hey. Shoshana ends with a hey, but a transliterated name like all the ladies' names somehow for ladies they have other names. Fruma, Fega, all these names we write with an aleph, not for any phonetic reason, but that's the nicker reason between a Goyish name and a Jewish name. So, yeah, there's one person in Nach that poses a problem to that. Esther ends with a resh. No, you could have a. You mean that's written that way with a hey?
Yes.
No, but I was thinking of Asa, the king Asa, Yeshafat's father, that ends with an aleph. So it's something of a question. It was not tzaddik.
Right.
Okay. At any rate, yeah, that's a question. So it says because the name has a good meaning. So. All right. What? Rava, Chista. These names are presumably not Jewish names. Rava was not a real name. What? Chista, Mivashim Chesed, you think? So why is it spelled with an aleph at the end? Could be. I don't know. Right. What? An Aramaic and the Mamzand and the Mamzand. Okay. Alright, Sivav. Sivav is the din of a Goita, a Kutish of this Gaira, a non Jewish woman who's Megayer, Vihimu Uberes, and she's pregnant, she's carrying a child when she's Megayer. Kutis because of the censor, yeah. It means a non Jewish woman. Shenizgaira dihimu beres, and she's expecting. Bina ain't sarach tvila. Her child does not need tvila. This is a Gemara, and the Gemara says bishlam behold ubi erechimai. So there's no problem. But behold ubi lavi erechimai. If the baby is considered a separate person, so what kind of tvila is it? There's a chatzitza. The mother is a chatzitza. So the Gemara answers not a chatzitza for the mother, inside, not outside. So the Gemara answers, Hainu Ravisa, it's a natural state, so it's not a problem, it's not a chatzitza problem. So the Gemara has two possibilities. It's a suffix lahalacha, if we pass an ubi erechimai or balav erechimai. So we have two reasons, either because ubi erechimai or because of uber lav erechimai. What? Oh, so that depends, pashtus, on the two things. If you hold ubi yerechimai, then the child is Megayer with the mother. And when he's born, he's already an accomplished Jew. The bris milah will be on the eighth day. It'll be Michal Shabbos. If you learn ubi lav yerechimai, he's really a separate person, so to speak. And it's just that there's no chatzitza. So he's like any cotton, you take a one-day-old baby and you table him. So his milah is not there for Shabbos on the eighth day. It's a nafkamina between the two. What? Mila could be any time.
Even the first
or second day. Yeah. So the Dogel Mervava here writes, it's a famous Dogel Mervava in that, let's see, Kutish and Nizgaira, Im Yadu Abezdin, Bishas Tvila, Shimu Beres Hadin Pashit. If Bezdin knew that she's expecting, then it's simple. Avam Lo Yadu Abezdin Shimu Beres, Yeshu Bizar, Richus Tavarin, Natalia Bashir Abadi. He says, why was it Bezdin didn't know she's expecting? Is that tefila a good tefila? What would you say? So this Dogel Mervava is l'shitah. So the previous Dogel Mervava said by a ger cotton, where there's no Kabbalah mitzvah on the cotton, you certainly need a Bezdin by the tefila. That's what he said. So why should this depend? It should depend. If you all go be Erechimai, so Bezdin doesn't have to know. If you hold a separate person, Bezdin's traveling two people and is not aware, so Pashtus, it should be one. Right, so this is the Ramban. The Ramban asks on the Gemara that the Tefillah is before the Mila. And the Ramban brings a Raya from here that the Seder is not Ma'akiv. That's the Ramban's source that the order is not Ma'akiv, although we said most Rishayim disagree with the Ramban and hold that the order is ma'akiv, and they hold that Mila only has to be beforehand. That was back in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, the Ramah said, Tovel, Kaidim Shemo, Mayel B'di'eved, the B'di'eved Avet Fila, B'Seyesi B'Shem Ramban. And there, the Gross said, L'chatchila Vadi bin Amila Tchila Atshayamol V'yitval, Avet Di'eved, Kasar Ramban, also like, Mimasha Amru Avet Tzikha V'mu Beres. So he brings it. And he says, Aval, Tosis argues, and so we were makir to do tefillah first, milah first, and tefillah second. Although, by this Muberes, it turns out that the tefillah is first, and the milah is second.
At what point is it in Muberes?
What?
I
mean, how many days into the Ibor is she considered Muberes? I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, there's a the if. First, second, certainly. There's a halacha by Nisayir Lotzeis that when the Chevle Leida start, it may not be Erech Imai. But otherwise, what?
You can call it a revisa, but if it's very early in terms, you can say maybe they'll agree that it's
certainly revisa.
It's Yerech Imai.
It's a revisa.
No, but saying,
I mean, everyone may agree. That's what you mean, that everyone may agree it's Yerech Imai when it's Maya Balma, the first 40 days.
Right.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't recall seeing a geder in it. But anyway, this is the Dogam Ravava's Hagdara. It's also totally in this, a very complicated issue. If the baby is related to his siblings, is he a born Jew? Is he a born Jew? If you hold, will be Erech Imai. He's really born a Jew. We call that Hayrasa Shalai B'Kedusha, V'Leidasa B'Kedusha. So then he'd be considered a born Yid. If you hold a B'Lav Yerech Imai, you could declare, Pashtos, he's a Ger. Is he related or not related? Tosis says that he's related, late everybody. Since his Leida is B'Kedusha, Kravus goes by Leida. So he's related to his mother, not his father, he's related to his mother. And he's related to his twin brother. If he's born with a twin brother, Tosis says that they're related because their relationship comes at birth, and therefore they have a din of relatives. It's a chid. Lo yehodol bi yerachim, it's a davar pashut. I think Tosis says he's a little bit lav yerachim. In the same of Gerkot, not Daf Yud
Aleph. I think the one says because
they're underlying. Tosis says the opinion of Ben. That can't be yours. Yichus is strong. Kedushas is strong. Okay. He's a strong. Goes by birth. It's true. If Bezdin decides, take a very strange. If Bezdin decides, we're titling the mother, but the baby should stay a guy, so he's not related. But it's even bigger chiddush. He bides a guy. It's a big chiddush. They're not related. A big chiddush. It's a Jewish mother giving birth and. It's a technical
question. Let's say one of the members of Bezdin is at the time of the Bezdin, you don't know that he's a Navarian of some sort. You turn that later.
It says Tali and Sif Beis, if a Bezdin is Makav or not. The way the Dogam Rav Avah explained that everyone holds this Makav on the Gemara.
But now you're talking about it's Makav.
Yeah, one of the Bezdin gives Misa, and one of them turns out to be an Navarian. You know, it could happen. It's a problem. It's a problem. Today, with the Bezer Shalad Yaitis, it happens frequently.
Is there, and then, like, if she's tifling and the baby starts coming out, so the certain limbs.
There's a halacha of Nisayra Lotzeis. It comes up by Kayanim. It's, just briefly, we've spoken in the past about a Eshes Kayim Uberes, if she's allowed to go into an Ayala Meis. The wife of a Kayim Uberes, so she's allowed to go. The Shach says it's Mutik, it's a Svek Sveka. She may be carrying a girl, and he was carrying a boy, it may be a Nafel. So that's the Shach. So Shach's reason today, when people have ultrasound, sonograms, and they know it's a boy, then it falls away. The Magen Avraham, in Shin Chav Gimel, Shin Chav Dalet, Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says, she brings a Shach, he says, you don't need the Shach's reason. It's called Tuma Balua. It's something that's not in the oil. It's like if someone swallows a ring and walks into an oil mace and then walks out and then the ring passes out of his body. It's not Tame. So the Magen Avraham says that the Uber in the mother's womb is considered to be Tuma Balua. Taira Balua is the accurate lotion. And therefore, it's not Tame by oil mace. So the question is, why didn't the Shach say it? To us, it's an important question. Everything depends on it. Because we don't have the Shach's reason. When you do an ultrasound and you know that it's a boy, you don't have the Shach's reason. Mishnah Berurah brings the Shach in the beginning of Shilchav Dalet. Why does the Shach argue with the Magen Avraham? Doesn't argue with the Magen Avraham. So it's the Machlekes, the Prima Gadim, and the Karben Esanel's notes. It's called the Nesif Chaim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadim says that the Shach would agree with the Magen Avraham, but there's an afkamim. By Nisayra Lot says, when the Chevle Leida began, when the child began to go out, it's not Tumah Blua anymore. Then it's no longer considered Tumah Blua. It's considered a separate child, so to speak. And it's on its way out. What gather of Leida is considered Nisayra Lot says, I don't know. He refers you to Ilchas Tumah. But Nisayra Lot says, it doesn't have a din anymore. Not of Yerachima, and not of... It's considered separate. So the Prima Gadim is very good. He says, Magen Avraham, the Shach would agree to Magen Avraham, but he wanted a reason that's true even by Nisayra Lotzes. So according to that, Bizman Azeh, it could still be, if it's not Nisayra Lotzes, it could be Mekel. The Nesif Chaim disagrees. Nesif Chaim says that Tara Balua is a din deraisa, and it's not a din derabonim. He says, Midrabonim, there's no din of Tara Balua. He says, that's why the Shach doesn't bring the Magen Avraham. Now that's true. Then we don't have a heter Bizman Azeh. So it's a big nafkamina Bizman Azeh. The what's nagat to us is true that if the baby is Nisayra Lotzeis, when the mother, it's a funny time to go to the mikveh, although they have today the superstition that if you go to the mikveh when you're in labor, you ever heard of it?
They
have this thing that as soon as you're in labor, you go to the mikveh.
No, they give birth in water.
Oh, they give birth in water? No, that's something else. It's two different things. That's, you don't need a mikveh for that. But they don't give birth in the mikveh, they eat labor, they have the mikveh. Yeah, they have some school of easy labor to go to the mikveh when you're start labor. So I don't know, it's a strange thing. But anyway, this would be an afkamina here. All right, Siv Zion is Ger Cotton, and it's Hashem next week we'll learn this.